This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's June 15th, and it was on this date in 1775, 2 days before the Battle of Bunker Hill, that George Washington was assigned to lead the Continental Army. Washington was serving in the Virginia House of Burgesses while also overseeing his family's plantation when he was voted in unanimously to take charge of the Revolutionary Army. Upon accepting the appointment, he told his wife Martha in a letter how concerned he was about the job entailed, telling her to update his will and hoping he would make it home by fall. However, though he didn't always win, he did have enough victories over the next 6 years to prompt Great Britain to surrender in 1781. His success impressed Americans, and it led him to being elected as the first president of the United States in 1789. And it was on this date in 1844 that Charles Goodyear was granted his first patent for the vulcanization of rubber, no doubt laying the groundwork for a future business in the tire industry. Goodyear served as a partner in his father's hardware business before it went bankrupt, prompting him to shift his attentions toward discovering the method of treating India rubber so that it would not lose its adhesiveness in extreme cold or heat. And as he was tinkering around with it, the story goes that he accidentally dropped some India rubber mixed with sulfur on a hot stove, and what he discovered was, in fact, vulcanization. After the patents, court battles went on for 8 years, claiming infringements before it was finally settled. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.